Hello, Gia.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi, Gia. How are you?
Are you ready to go to the wedding?
I'm at the wedding.
In your evening wear, are you wearing something sparkly and jewel-toned?
Yes, you know me. You know me. I bring out the sequins any chance I get.
I can see you in sort of a fuchsia, a deep fuchsia colored something or
Ooh,
other,
I like that idea.
sparkly. Like a mermaid shaped gown of some sort.
You know me so
Mincing
well.
along, mincing
And
along in
it'll be one
your
of those occasions where it turned out
stilettos.
we're wearing the same thing and how embarrassing
Oh
it
my
would be.
gosh. Have we done that? Have we actually done
No,
that?
not quite, but I remember we both like had a scarf on like at my friend Mary's wedding, remember? When we
Well,
looked like a
yeah.
lovely lesbian couple.
Yeah, that's we people were so disappointed that we weren't, and
I know.
I felt badly.
I did too.
I felt like just grabbing your hand and saying, "We've been married for years," and just, just letting it play out, just so we didn't disappoint everyone, But
We should have done that.
yeah. And is she still married? Did their marriage last?
Still
Well, good for
married.
her. All right.
Yes, dear Mary.
I'm still married, but not to you.
No, I know. I think you probably made a wise move there. Sticking
You too.
with
You want to speak to my old man?
No, and actually I was thinking about you too and your wedding, and I was thinking I feel like one of your fantasies would be to renew your vows and have Laura preside over the ceremony.
She did a lovely job so far.
So far, I know it's not gonna matter, but she did her
We had
best.
a woman preside over
Yeah,
our,
you did. You did.
yeah, she was kind of mean. I,
Was she? I didn't know that part.
yeah, like, well, I don't know if this happens in all faiths, but like we, I had to go to like some pre-marriage stuff with her, and we were from out of town. Like she was, I don't know, she was somebody, she wasn't like from the church that we grew up with. But anyway, she was kind of stern, and I was trying to joke around like I do, and
Really?
she wasn't going for it. And she was very serious, and she informed me that I could change how things went, with what she said, but I could not edit out the word God. And so I think she had my number right from the get-go. So I was a little bit scared of her. But to be
Yeah,
honest with
so
you.
I see. So you kept the word God in there, huh? Because you had to.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I brought up taking it out, but maybe my mother gave her a little heads up or something, that that I was a little defiant and
My
didn't
daughter
I
is hellbound.
I was brought up. I was brought up as a church-going soul. But it didn't really stick, and so maybe my mother like said, "Don't let my heathen daughter talk you into,
That, imagine your poor mom wondering like if everything was
what is
gonna
she
go
gonna
south
do?"
in
Yeah,
there.
yeah. And it all went well. The whole thing went well. My mother doesn't even remember. So I think she blacked out during the whole. She was so stressed. Like,
I'm sure. I'm sure she
yeah. So
was. Yeah.
poor thing. She did a lovely job, and
She
there we
sure
were
did.
just. We were just having hooting and hollering and having a good time. I remember they came back into the room and said that, you and your husband need to leave because people stay until you go. It's like, well, I didn't know that, I didn't know that was a thing. But we were all back there partying, drinking champagne and having a good time.
Partying, yeah,
Anyway,
sure.
so yeah, the wedding was the big thing today and kind of yesterday, the build up.
I was thinking, it's kind of weird how Portia's been given this like a big story, really. Although I guess for there were times when it kind of faded into the background, like plenty of times it was in the background, but it's kind of weird because it's such a lame story,
I'm not enjoying it, I have to say.
Not at
I
all,
usually
no.
enjoy the wedding stuff. It's just fun to see everybody dressed up, and
And I'm sure you like to see Taggart. You love Taggart.
I do love Taggart. It's funny how they've reformed him. I mean, if you've watched for a long time, you remember what an asshole he was.
And he hated Sonny.
He hated Sonny, and Sonny hated he yeah. and Sonny and Jason were like,
yeah,
just about all ready to kill each other.
Yeah.
And, and he wasn't presented ever in a positive light. That I don't think. I'd have to go back. And
yeah, I didn't ever like him, and now I find him, you know, fine.
Yeah, now I kind of enjoy him. He's a big lumbering sort of dad bod kind of you know, hulking presence
with not much of a filter.
Right. Yeah, I like that about him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I usually like the weddings, and it brings together a lot of people that aren't necessarily normally together. And but this time, I'm not enjoying this. And I like, okay, I'd like to know. I feel like you and I are on slightly different teams when it comes to Jordan and her approach to this situation.
Well, right now, I think I'm on your team. I feel like, yeah, seeing her like show up at this point, it was like, oh, come on, Jordan. Now you're really showing your true colors if this is what you're going to pull at this late date, you know, after you've already spilled the beans to Stella and possibly made her actually ill. You know, I mean, Stella's got sort of a fragile constitution at this point, and it seems
that's
like
true. Yeah.
Asking her to carry all this, you know, it's like, fuck you. I mean, it's just like,
I feel like, you know, she put the word out there, whatever she did. It's like, I think, okay, if you just had to appease your puritanical conscience that you know.
Right. Yeah.
Then mission accomplished, and now let people do what they want with the information. But then showing up at the church right before the ceremony and laying I was like,
right. Yeah.
I mean, that's, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a teeny bit similar to Carly acting like she was protecting Willow. You know, it's like, you can tell yourself whatever you want, but at this point, you know,
at this point, you're just operating off your own agenda.
Exactly.
But yeah, I was really, and even just I mean, the way she told Stella, it's like, well, you know, like, well, she didn't actually say the words, but she didn't she could have avoided that discussion with Stella altogether easily.
She clearly wanted to get it all out there.
Yeah,
you know,
so I am not team Jordan today.
No, she just wanted to ruin that day, really. And
and
with all those people gathered,
classic soap opera to leave us at the, you know, if anyone has anything to say or whatever the lingo is.
So yeah, that was unpleasant. That was very unpleasant.
I can't remember Friday. I just skipped right to today. Was there anything to talk about on Friday? Or
there was some
in
of
the hospital with Willow or something.
Yeah, I guess was Friday when she and Michael, when she wanted to have that talk with him about sort of helping her come to peace. Is that the expression? Make
come
peace
to
with
peace,
her
become
make
peace.
Peace with her
peace.
With her condition, her limited number of days potentially. I thought she handled all that well, and I continue to believe that her acting from a hospital bed is quite strong.
It really is, but she's going to be out of it. She's going to be at home. We're going to have another wedding, like the saddest wedding in the world.
I know.
We're going to have to prop Willow up. Although, it'll be like, wasn't that kind of like Chase's wedding to Willow? Wasn't there a wedding to Willow? Like when he was...
That's right. Chase was looking like he was going to die.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Not really funny that Chase was gonna die. That's not what you meant.
Not really what I meant. It's just funny how these things like repeat, you know.
And now it'll be Willow, and you know, if she wears white, she's so white she'll just disappear in all the photos.
She will. Gosh.
But yeah, I continue to be impressed with her sort of strength of character.
I thought it was interesting, you know, when Nina went in there thinking that Willow would like that cheap necklace.
Oh, I know. Once again, another selfish move by Nina. Unbelievable. But somehow she thought that was gonna why would you put any more emotional weight on this woman, you know?
Yeah, she really just doesn't understand how not to think of herself.
Like it. She sometimes talks the talk, but
yeah,
it's man, oh man, it's
yeah.
More power to you, Sunny, because you have picked some
I know
really difficult women. Ugh.
He sure has. Yeah, he's not really scared of a difficult woman. I liked how Willow really, like, I don't know if it was like a lack of strength, you know, there was just no diplomacy in the way she handled Nina, you know, she's
right.
Like,
she just have a point,
and she turned over, even though I'm sure that was uncomfortable, she just had to, like, not look at her.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That was perfect because, you know, Nina apparently doesn't understand anything other than like really strong body language.
And you have to be very blunt with her, I think.
Yeah. Man, oh man.
Yeah.
I just remembered something else from Friday and then I forgot it. Mm-hmm.
We had some Austin over at Windermere.
Oh yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, mm-hmm. Where we were almost going to go check on the body, but we didn't get there. So
right, yeah. I liked Ava said, it, you know, we got to get him to the Pine Barrens. I was like,
yeah,
wow. She's not messing around.
What are the Pine Barrens? What does that mean?
Well, isn't that where like Sunny's bodies always go? It's like the mob burial ground, kind of, I think.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know where exactly they are, but that's when you really, you know, when you're really trying to get rid of a body, you take them to the
Pines. When I was in high school, there was an area called the Pines, and that's where everybody went to smoke pot.
And
it's kind of like that old song, in the pines. But don't sing anymore, or we'll get in trouble. But
I don't. Is that a real song?
Yeah. It's a very, 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 very old song.
Okay.
Maybe a traditional.
I think probably Nirvana, could get away with singing it.
Nirvana revived it in the 90s.
Oh, they did?
Struggled the whole night. I could send it to you when we're done here.
No, please.
It's a haunting. It's a haunting little melody. Did you like what I sent you, the capybara?
Yeah, another capybara.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's like the more stressful work becomes, the more inane the messages from you become.
I think I sense, you know, telepathically, because we're kind of connected.
That I need something.
You need a little meme.
You're just sitting there nursing a cocktail thinking, you know what? I'm going to send Keisha a capybara Instagram.
Jesus Instagram meme.
Oh, bless your heart, Gia.
You don't know how much restraint I show all day long.
I have some feeling.
And there was no cocktail. That was a completely sober. I'm in my dry 31.
I know.
Come on.
I know. Where are you in the 31?
Oh, I think we've done 8 days now.
Okay, so yeah, that's not too far into it, is it?
No, yeah.
That's gonna be.
And I've had these beautiful dewy Guinnesses at the back of the fridge, just like,
oh geez,
mocking me every time I open the door.
I bet. Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah,
that would be like me having a cake in the fridge.
Oh, I'm glad I don't have that too. That would be rough as well.
Wouldn't that be delicious? A cake.
And a cake with Guinness. I made gingerbread with Guinness once.
Yeah, it seems like you could throw Guinness into a bunch of stuff, wouldn't you?
Yeah, you really could. It's going to be a rough rest of the month.
Let's see. Oh, how did you feel about Ava's dress? Usually I feel like Ava can pull off just about anything, but I think
maybe not.
That looked like it was made from that like weird like mylar kind of material that like helium balloons are made of.
There's so much going on about balloons right now. So that, you
Yeah, that's right. Hopefully she doesn't get shot down from
Yeah,
the
I know.
sky.
Yeah, no, I didn't like it. I didn't like
Yeah.
her dress. I didn't get a good look at Elizabeth's, but what I saw of it, I thought was not really doing it. Like, she keeps wearing things that are cut really low in the front chest area. And
Yeah.
I don't know, not liking that
Yeah.
look on her. I thought that I like Trina's dress quite a
Yeah,
lot, the
yeah.
pink. I didn't like her necklace, though, that little like sort of
Okay. Yeah.
faux diamond thing. Just because it looked a little young, looked like something from one of those like Claire's at the mall, you know. You know, she's a young woman now. She's not like a little high school girl.
Yeah, a bit more sophisticated, yeah.
Here we are speaking fashion.
Yeah, which is really our wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I didn't like Portia's wedding dress, I have to say. I thought if you like ripped the sleeves off, it might have been okay,
I
but
was, yeah, I mean, she is lovely and looks beautiful and everything. But yeah, it was, I don't know, it looked more
Morticia
like,
Adams, if it was black.
yeah, a little more Tisha Adams and a little bit like sort of ice dancer. I mean, it would be too long, but
Yeah, and I gotta tell you, the ice dancing outfits have come such a long way, Gia.
really, I need to
Honestly,
tune
I
in.
know I that used to be like our go-to criticism for fashion
Yeah,
was that it
but
was like an ice. They're
I mean,
beautiful
are they
now.
better or they're worse? Oh, they're
Oh,
beautiful.
they're so beautiful. Yeah, like almost
I've never heard you
breathtaking.
gush like that over a
I
dress.
know.
That's
I just
weird.
saw some like exceptional ice dancing a couple weeks ago, and
Of course you did, dear.
I had no one to talk to about it. I tried to bring it up in the work Zoom, and everybody looked at me like, "How do I have a job?"
Well, you can send me some pictures of these gorgeous outfits because I kind of don't believe you,
Okay. All right. Yeah.
but yeah,
I'll see what I can
I
do.
wasn't wild about that. I mean, I'm gathering we're at a nighttime wedding since everybody's been doing shit all day and they're finally getting to
Doing
the
shit
wedding.
all day. Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, it seems like, yeah, it was,
And so
well, it
rules are a
wasn't.
little different for a nighttime wedding, I think.
Sure. I guess it wasn't quite dark enough to go to the to get rid of the body, though. So I don't know what time this
Well,
wedding
that
is.
was before.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was just thinking, you know, so nighttime stuff I think ends up being more formal and longer dress and that kind of stuff. But
Yeah.
yeah, I think I would have liked her dress maybe if it had been had less like the sides were kind of decorated or something, and I don't know, I would have liked taken those off maybe. And just a plain the plain white. I mean, she says beautiful figure and don't distract from your beautiful figure, young lady.
Yeah, and I thought actually, like when they're up, about to get started, Curtis looked like really properly like moved, and I thought he just his face and everything looked like he was playing the part very well,
Well, wait till he gets to blow up and
I know, I obviously they were like ratcheting up,
you
the
lying
emotion.
hooah, there's gonna be a
Lying, duplicitous whore.
Yeah, and it's all sort of lining up with this parallel of, you know, that's what ruined Jordan's marriage to Curtis, was that she lied, she withheld something and blabbity blabbity. I'm
Blah de
feeling
blah.
like Portia's brother is going to stay in town and cause trouble.
I think so too. Yeah, gosh, there seems like there's an opening for some sort of a squirrely mob
A
type
new
guy.
squirrely guy or something. Yeah.
Yeah. I have to say I thought Marshall was quite a sympathetic character when he asked Drew to bonk him on the head if he
And put
started
him in
to
cold, cold
shift
water.
focus in
Yeah.
cold water.
Well, that's kind of
Right.
funny that I think about that now because I believe weren't cold water baths like a treatment for mental illness?
Probably anything that was uncomfortable, I
Yeah,
think,
just like
was
maybe. Yeah. I think they were. dunking people in ice water or something to try and, I don't know, shock treatments, all that. Yes, all I agree. So right. He must not have gotten his results yet back from all his testing, and therefore no clarinet.
Yeah, I guess not. Right. And, No clarinet, that's fine. And he wasn't wearing his hat, which I also appreciated.
Right. Yeah, you know? Okay.
They've taken that note, finally.
But remember how much we hated him, and now you're starting.
Yeah, well, and again, it's partly because he's standing right next to that douche Drew, so Marshall looks a little better, you know?
Makes him shine a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Drew still not winning any of us over.
No,
he must have won a lot of people over, though. He's not gone.
He's not gone. Yeah, I know.
I kind of enjoyed his conversation with Nina when Nina tried to needle the relationship between he and Carly out of him, and he didn't fall for that. Not one.
No, that dress she was wearing was a little bit awful. I thought
that was quite awful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot when you take these beautiful actors and somehow they can't dress them to make them look beautiful. You know, I mean, she's still beautiful, but the color wasn't anything good. And the shape kind of it weird. Wasn't good. And
there are some really cheap dresses, like hers and Ava's both look super cheap.
I think that it was a contest.
Fashion school.
That's your go-to.
I know. I do believe there's a new fashion school contest going on, and this year's class is not very good, not so strong.
Is there, like, could we look up a fashion school and go buy their creations? You know,
I don't know, but isn't that a great idea? It does seem like they should have a store.
Yeah, like stuff that isn't quite ready for prime time, but would be
fine
quite glamorous
for a soap opera.
Yeah, or us, you know, like
like us, like when we go get haircuts at like the school,
exactly,
the beauty school,
the beauty school. Yeah, we could get our hairs cut, all of them,
America
and
the world.
Up some kind of gowns.
We've done that. I'm sure that comes as no surprise to our listeners.
I think it was like $5 or something. It was great.
Yeah,
I mean, we've done it a lot. Penny. It's not like we did it once. We did.
No. We weren't scared. They might have been scared.
Like, it was just sort of like a "what's the worst that could happen" attitude. That, served us well over the years.
Sure has. Yeah,
we've had a lot of fun just because of that.
Haven't we? Just living on the edge.
Don't make me sing again. Do not.
Oh, sorry.
Drop these lines, and my brain goes there.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Gia. Sorry.
Right. Let's see what else. Oh,
imagine
if we had.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if we went to a beauty school today, you know, we would both be talking to those poor women about bar shampoo.
Yeah, I know. They'd be like, shut up.
If you're wondering about the texture of my hair, you can thank bar shampoo.
I'm perfectly happy with mine. If you're listening, Wayward Chickadee, I like mine very much.
Yeah, no, mine's okay, too. I think Wayward Chickadee has the edge when it comes to the shape. Because that's a nice little round sort
it's
of a
round,
cake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's yours?
The one I'm using, it's more like a traditional like soap bar.
Like a
lasagna
noodle or something, or something bizarre.
You flop over your head.
Like, how many shapes can there be?
Just when everyone thought we had run out of things to say about bar shampoo.
Yeah, we haven't discussed like the color of the bars yet. We could get into that.
It's like a rectangular bar, mine is, and it's starting to get kind of thin in the middle, you know, so I know it's going to snap in half, and then, you know, it's fine. It's fine.
Wow.
But yours seems like it fits in the hand nicely, the Wayward Chickadee.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway,
it's holding up well. Mine hasn't. I don't feel like I've used up a lot of it yet.
Okay.
I'm pretty happy.
That's good.
So if you're listening, Wayward Chickadee, and you want to, you know, throw a couple bars our way and work on that conditioner bar, I'm telling you that a lot of the other companies have them.
I also would like a t-shirt.
Or t-shirt whatever,
Yeah.
you know. We're not greedy or anything, but
Anyway, so let's see. So we've covered fashion, I guess, pretty
yeah.
thoroughly.
We had a side story today that once again seemed very like out of the rest of the storyline. The Dante and Sam office in England. I love like what they imagine is like this room is
I was
looks
just
like
thinking that.
England.
I know. That's their idea. Yeah.
Of
And it looked
England.
like
I was like, okay.
I didn't feel that it did say England to
I
me,
was glad they
really.
announced that they were in England because I was like, well, I might have thought they were at some like lame bed and breakfast or something. But
Look
I don't
kind
know
of dingy and
yeah,
dark.
what said England there.
I
I
don't know
mean,
either.
I didn't see any scones,
I didn't either, Gia. Not a single scone.
or tea. I'll tell you when I watch British things like, oh, what have we been watching? All Creatures and. I'm wondering if it's realistic the amount of tea they consume. Like,
They do
they have a
seem
cup
to
of
have.
tea for everything. Like, anytime anybody's upset or whatever, there's a cup of tea. Like, oh, I'll put on the kettle and,
That's true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, or they get bummed down if like something interrupts their tea.
Yeah, I'd be awake all night
And do
if
you
that were
think,
going on.
like, does everybody enjoy tea that much?
I guess they do. I mean, you probably are shunned if you ask for coffee or something.
I maybe it's just a taste you sort of acquire and associate with like a relaxing time of day or
It
something. I don't
seems
know.
like it's medicinal all the time, the way that it's like anytime anything emotional is going on, there's got to be tea. I like tea. I mean, you don't like tea?
I kind of like tea. I wish I liked it more, but my mom drank tea all the time, but
Yeah.
I
Did
haven't
you
quite got there.
put sugar in it or
No, just very strong. She'd keep the
just
bag in it
straight,
so
huh?
it got very dark.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I like mine with a pile of sugar in it.
Yeah, I think I do too. But
But I prefer coffee if given the choice. We've gotten really interesting here. We're drifting off into
We sure have.
But anyway, so there, Sam and Dante are—they're looking for the nanny.
And somehow that's not as interesting as it should be.
No,
Or
it's just kind
not
of dragging
yet.
on, a bit, and we haven't seen Esme for a few days, so I've kind of forgot the whole storyline.
Do
You
you
know,
think when they go to the pub, how many people do you think will be in the pub? I'm going to say four,
I'm
including
gonna
them.
say. Yeah, there'll probably be a barmaid or something, and maybe a surly owner. And
That's
yeah,
it.
I hadn't really
Because
thought. You
it.
think they won't be able to hire extras, or they won't
That's
be able to
right. Yeah,
hire,
they don't have it in the budget to have more than
and they
a couple of
can't use the same people and just tell them to have British accents and
the people that were in that
Governor
like
or
that
whatever.
little cafe wherever was it where
Oh, in
Anna
the
and
Greek, it'll be interesting, but I kind of as soon as they said pub and pint, I was like, oh man,
Oh, and that must
I
have been
couldn't.
hard for you.
Yeah, I can't concentrate after that. You know, that's.
Oh,
It'll be
gee.
interesting to see what kind of beer they, order and whether they're going to discuss the beer at all or the differences in pubs as opposed to bars, because we really just have bars here.
I don't know if they'll talk about that, Gia.
I hope they do. Like, that's what I
I know.
hope they talk about. And I'm hoping they order some kind of British snacks from the pub. Like, I'd like to see
Like some
what they come up
biscuits
with.
or
Maybe
crisps,
crisps,
fish and
maybe crisps.
chips.
Everything I know about British pubs is just from PBS, so I really don't,
Definitely. Same here. What's happening with their kids while they're gone? Have they
It doesn't
taken
matter.
I know. I know. They
They're
probably
probably
left them
all
like a bowl
various
of water.
grandparents. They're all with various
Yeah.
grandparents somewhere. Yeah. I don't know. We don't have to worry about that.
Oh, yeah. I
They
guess you've got
don't worry about
Olivia.
the kids, so you don't need to worry about the
Right.
kids.
Olivia would probably be happy to take care of all
Yeah.
the
Yeah.
kids. So,
She's the
yeah.
kind of the most maternal, at least
Yeah.
seeming to be with her child when she, is able to and wants to,
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not just like, oh, let's have a mommy moment before I
Right.
hand you back to whoever. But
Well,
yeah, that
speaking of.
storyline was really just sort of, I was like, what? Who are you guys? What are you doing?
Yeah, right. I know. Still not entirely comfortable with them as a couple for some reason.
It's getting a little easier for me to believe it. They've
Yeah,
worn me down a little bit.
okay. Yeah, I guess we're just gonna have to live with it for a
Yeah.
while.
Yeah.
I did kind of like when Carly was stuck in the elevator with Liesl,
Yep. Yeah,
and
that was a
Liesl
nice
was letting her have it,
maternal.
and yeah,
Yeah.
Carly was just taking it, which I thought was good, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I at first I wasn't sure, like, okay, so what is Liesl's beef with Carly?
Yeah.
You know,
Yeah.
it's like, oh yeah, Nina, okay. And
Yeah.
she doesn't even know that Joss was the one Britt, you know,
Right. Well, that's why we
saved.
flashback because there's massive
Yeah,
guilt
that would,
there. Yeah.
yeah,
Yeah.
hopefully, yeah.
Yep.
But then to see Liesl interacting with Willow was kind of interesting too, I
Yeah, because
thought.
I had to think for a moment, like, wait, you're related?
Yeah,
How, you know, it's like,
right.
okay, yeah.
I know, I
So hard
know.
for me to.
They seem like they're like at such different ends of the spectrum of, you know, what a
Yeah.
woman can be, sort
You know
of,
what
you
would be
know.
fun? Speaking of PBS, do you ever watch that show called Find Your Roots or Finding Your Roots?
I've seen that, yep.
Yeah. It would be awesome to do a soap opera episode where they like trace of all the, and
Yep.
roll out that big paper with all that. His head would be spinning trying to sort out all that.
It would. Well, it
But
would.
frequently they uncover stuff that it's very gets very soap opera like, you know what? Your
Yeah.
grandfather is not actually your grandfather. You know, some stuff kind of in real life, like people that are still alive that, thought they were so and so's parents that aren't, and
Yeah, yikes.
be kind of shattering.
It would be, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. But
Yeah.
anyway, it'd be fun to have them on there. But yeah, I enjoyed that scene with Liesl and Willow.
Wouldn't it be funny if they became fast friends and left Nina in
But yeah, just
the
shun Nina, yeah. But yeah, that's a good point about Carly. She did kind of just keep it zipped and take it. And she's
Yeah.
been having to do that a lot lately, and she's been doing it, you know.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of growth in that character over the years.
Yeah, and that's where I think she's a bit better than Nina, because Nina can't keep it zipped, really.
Nina cannot keep it zipped, and Nina, yeah,
No.
Nina's impulse control is nil.
Nil. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good word, isn't it? Nil. I won't say it over and over. I know you don't like that when I
Thanks.
do
Well, I think it's yet another red flag to our listeners that something's amiss here.
But yeah, Nina's ability to delude herself, I think, is stronger than Carly's at times. I don't know.
Yeah, she doesn't quite understand like the damage, you know, like the ripple effect of her
Yeah,
sort of,
it's
you
like
know.
it's just her needs and nothing,
Yeah.
like, when the ultimate illustration of that is going in and trying to put that necklace on Willow, is like,
Like, hold still. Could you hold your hair up?
like this woman is dying, but you're gonna make your you just you need to make yourself feel better somehow still. Like, this
Yeah.
necklace ties you and your psychopath murdering sister together forever.
know. I just thought you should be reminded of
I
who you
thought
share
this would soothe
DNA
you. Yeah.
Maybe you're a bit of a psychopath too, Willow.
Yeah. Join us. Another little disturbing scene, going back to the wedding, was Spencer and Dex and Trina and Joss out there in the cold. I don't know what that was about. I couldn't even remember, like, why was he mad at Dex? What?
Yeah, I think that
Is
like sort of, I don't know, defending Cam's honor or whatever that is. I
that
think
what
that
it
only,
was?
yeah,
Okay.
I think so. I think that only goes so far. You know, I mean, if
Yeah.
Joss isn't with Cam anymore, then, you know, it's not
Yeah.
entirely Dex's fault. So
And then
it's
it
a
was
weird.
just Spencer just being a dick, basically.
Yeah. And Trina seeing that side of him and acknowledging that that's what it was just
Yeah,
him being a dick.
that was good.
Yeah.
But I do like the thing that like redeems Spencer is his love of Trina. Like when Trina walks by and they show his face. And then the same thing happens with Ava when they show Ava's face, you know, her sort of mentoring of Trina or whatever, befriending Trina, like to me, raises her to a level that, you know, she can just murder whoever she wants in my eyes.
Go to the Pine Barrens every day with a new body, but as long as you love Trina.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just something so wonderful about that with both of them that
Because Trina's such
elevates
a,
them.
yeah, because she's such a good person that you feel like anybody who really understands how special she
Yeah,
is,
who cherishes Trina, then
yeah, that shows that they're smart, in a way.
And I don't know. I mean, but you don't feel that way about Joss. Like, I know you want to just go ahead and admit that you don't like Joss. Go ahead.
I guess I have been a big fan of Joss's in the past, less, slightly less so now. I don't know. I think it's just all the way the whole Brit thing went down. I kind of felt
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I don't know. She
I think I
got
just want to
over all
be
that.
Joss, and that's why I like her.
But I think, she and Dex seem to have a pretty good thing going, I guess.
Yeah, and remember how you didn't like Dex before, too?
Yeah, and I still am, I'm not sure who he is deep down. I feel like I think he is a decent person when it comes to Joss.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens with Sonny. That's going to be interesting.
Yeah, Michael's wheels are turning now, like
Are
wondering, like,
Michael's wheels turning because of the timing? Was that because it was 2 weeks and they've
yeah.
given Willow 2 weeks to live? Is that why we're
Well,
suddenly
it
like,
did it.
he's
Was
like,
there
oh, I'm going to
some?
be busy. Like,
I think it was that was when they thought the wedding could be in 2 weeks.
oh, okay.
But
I
it
thought she
seems
only
like,
had like 2 weeks. I mean,
I know. It seems like she might. I mean, 2 weeks
when
seems like
somebody
a
says a
long
couple
time.
of weeks, yeah.
You'd think you'd want to plan the wedding like for the next day, you
Toronto,
know?
yeah.
Yeah. So that seems like they're, I don't know, but he could bust Sonny one day and then get married the next day. I don't know. The
I
2 week
think he
thing.
will. My prediction is that it will either he will reveal his plan to Willow and she will talk him out of it, or he'll somehow realize that it's not as important as he thought it was
And but
on his
maybe
own.
things will have been set in motion. Who knows?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that could happen. Yeah.
But yeah, it still seems like kind of a weird, shitty thing that Sonny was kind of trapped into doing this, right? Like
Yeah,
whatever.
yeah.
So I
Whatever
don't know.
Valentine information he brought to him made it sound like, yeah, there was no. He was like rock and a hard place as far as what he could do.
Unless he decides to somehow like bust this other side, whoever these people are,
Yeah.
somehow.
Yeah, I
But
predict it won't happen. I predict Michael
yeah.
will change his tune here with, I mean, this is, you know, somebody dying or, you know, potentially dying kind of shifts your view of the world, I would think.
Especially yeah, if his world is shrinking, you
So
know.
your petty vendetta against your father is going to be put into perspective a little bit.
And Sonny's been there all the time at the hospital, you
Right,
know.
yeah. So things might change, but I think there'll be a Hail Mary pass for Willow too. I don't think they're gonna.
Yeah, I wish they would be broadcasting the fact that she needs a donor more. I still feel like we just don't know who's been tested yet. I would like to know.
I almost thought you said donut.
And I wish, what a
funny twist that would be. Is all she needs is a donut, and nobody will bring her a donut.
That is how it feels sometimes.
The cruelty of this world.
I know.
Not a bear claw. I said a donut.
Okay, I'll take a crawler if that's all you have.
But I will still perish.
That's what I would be saying if I were Willow. I'd be like, I don't care so much about getting married, but can you please get your hands on some donuts for me?
Yeah, I'd be planning all my last meals.
Stuff in my face, because who cares, you know?
Yeah, and I'd say, you know, I'd be ordering people to bring me, you know, 8 miniature donkeys. I want 8 miniature donkeys in my hospital room.
Not 7, not 9. Well, this is an interesting thing I didn't know about you, Gia. So you'd like to be surrounded by miniature donkeys in your final
In the end, ultimately. Yes. Okay. I don't know why that just came to me. I mean, like, whatever it was, you know, your final wishes. Those little snouts on the miniature donkeys are so cute.
Yeah.
So, passing away with your hand on one of those little velvety snouts. Trying to be pretty comforting.
You have very specific instructions, which is good. It's good.
I don't know what they cost. I should probably look into that.
If you're just borrowing them or like hijacking.
I don't want to saddle my husband with an unreasonable request. See what I did?
Oh, man. You're so clever.
I'm hungry. I haven't eaten supper yet. I think that's what's happening.
Yeah. You know, you reminded me of something that I was thinking of before. When I thought it was very admirable that Willow was trying to secure her peace of mind and express her wishes to Michael. Because you know that sort of end of life stuff is very tricky, you know, and it seems like usually it's the other way around. Like the person in his position would want to make sure they knew what the dying person wanted, but you're afraid to say anything, you know, because you don't want it to seem like you're just, you know.
Yeah, you're trying to hasten things along.
Yeah, or like the buzzards are circling, you know, but. And our work, this comes up with our work a lot with older people, but it seems like it would be nice if that was all sort of part of an ongoing conversation and like your need for some miniature donkeys. I think
I should probably put this stuff in writing. Yeah. Well, we participated in a celebration of life recently, and because that friend had Parkinson's, and so he knew what was coming, and so he had done a lot of the planning with his girlfriend in advance, and he had, you know, he had like a death announcement all ready to go with his own picture, and
I think that's really amazing when people do that stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I thought it was great because the tone of the celebration was really up to him, and he made it kind of joyous and
yeah,
I mean, it takes some real presence of mind to be able to.
Yeah, definitely.
I'd be all in the like, "Woe is me," you know, kind of.
Right.
It'd be all.
I only count 6 donkeys, husband. Tell me there are 2 more coming.
Or is it my vision going into the light? We make light of a serious topic, but yeah, it is hard, and even you know. It's more uncomfortable for the other person, like when either of my parents have ever spoke about it. I would always try and shut them up and change, you know, like, oh,
I know, I know. Yeah,
it's like, you can't, listen, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I know. I almost wish there was like a, like sort of a, maybe an unspoken rule that, you know, when you hit the age of 50 or something, you start having these conversations, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's not a bad idea. We're a little bit past it. Do you want to talk about it some more?
Well, now you make me think maybe I would like a bunch of bunnies.
I was going to get capybaras for you, but
I also will, I would settle
and
for a
nutrias.
wombat or
Wombat.
but I would love a nice, cute little fluffy bunny.
And see, if we were of King Tut era, we'd be having those
Buried.
stuffed and buried with us. We should make clear that's not what we want.
No,
And we
they
don't want
can
them served as dishes at the event.
absolutely not. No.
No, I don't like I just want them in my dying hours, surrounded by that, and some fun music or something.
Well, all right. Can you be more specific? What type of music? If you could have, let's say you could have like a person performing, someone who's still alive,
Oh,
who would you pick?
actually performing.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm gonna have to. Gosh, let me think about that. Jacob Dylan.
Oh, he's so handsome. That's a good call, Gia. He's pretty too. I like that.
We're weird, I think.
You
Who,
think?
okay, who you gonna have?
Well, if he's not busy after your
Figured
gig.
he'll if he can swing by the other little lady.
Can you direct me to the room with the donkeys? And then there's also somebody with a bunny I need to sing to.
Bunnies. I don't think you heard me, but I was saying, I mean, how do you feel about nutrias at your
Well,
event?
aren't they more of an invasive species? Are they a
It's just a
problem?
label that's been put on them. Sure, some people say they're big rats, but I think they're charming. I think there's a lot of charm.
They're charming. Oh, man.
I
Music,
think
though, let's see.
we've sort of stopped, we've lost the thread on General Hospital, I'm afraid, but
Well, I
we're trying to
think
help Willow.
we're so we're trying to help Willow. That's right. Because she really hasn't asked for quite enough, I don't think, just to
No, she
go
wants to have a
home.
wedding and she wants to go home. I think the going home is a good call because, yeah, I mean,
Yeah,
why
I
wouldn't you want to go
agree.
home, you know?
Right. And it seems like they'd have the resources to have everything the hospital has in their
Yeah,
home.
and if there's no point other than, pain management, there's no point and it's no treatment anymore, so.
Yeah, we don't really know what else Willow likes.
We don't
In the
really.
I don't know if she likes animals. She never talks about
She
music.
likes kids. We know she likes kids. We know she doesn't like
Yeah.
Nina.
Right.
That's really like
They're gonna
all.
have a hell of a time keeping Nina out of that house.
Ah, yeah. Oh, Nina.
That would suck for her because it would be much harder for her to like swing by, right? At the
At
Quartermain
the
main
house, yeah,
gate.
she can't just be sitting on a couch outside her room.
That would be
Yeah.
funny if Willow had said that was one of the reasons she wanted
Yeah, Nina's got access to me. Oh, they'll have a tearful reunion or not reunion, but they're gonna be thick as thieves, at some
How
point.
yeah, how soon? How long do you think that will take?
I hope it will take a long time. I'm hoping Willow will kind of stick to her guns for a while.
And really make Nina miserable.
Well, Nina needs to have a little self-reflection time, and I don't know if she, we don't know if she'll change
Seems like
because of
it's
that, but
not likely. But I wonder, like, what will Liesl learn? How would she coach Nina, once she's getting closer to Willow
yeah,
herself?
I don't
That would be
know.
interesting if Nina would listen to anything Liesl has to say on that
She
subject.
would pretend she did, and then she'd go rushing right into Willow's room and do some other stupid thing. I don't know.
Now hold
She'd
still.
be
I
like,
want to get this necklace on you.
yeah.
Look, I carved your two names on it, Nell and
Yeah.
Willow.
Yeah. That was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Well,
I
we've
don't
covered a lot of ground today, you know? We've got our funerals arranged, and
so we've got them started. I would say, I think there's a lot of details to still work out, but I think you know, we're just putting it out there, people. You know, it's never too early to start planning your funeral,
right? And also, you know, there's a lot of on the topic of recycling. There's a lot of stuff I don't want to.
You know, in a plastic coffin.
I don't want a coffin at all. I think there's some composting options that I'm going to look into.
Be heaved into the Pine Barrens, I think.
Yes. I hope we get to see the Pine Barrens. One of those, you know, one of those like detective schools, those body, whatever they call them, where they have decomposing bodies.
Oh, body farm.
Body farm. Yeah. Uh huh. Yeah. So I'd be like that. Sort of like that.
Bodies in various stages of decomposition.
Yeah. 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 That's it. Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
Okay, Gia.
Well, tomorrow will probably be more wedding crap, or maybe, I don't know, Valentine's Day will probably stretch out for a month on the summer.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens there. Okay, Gia. Well,
thanks for listening, everybody. I know it's been a rough one.
If anybody out there knows Jacob Dylan, let him know we've got a gig or two.
We've got a gig or two, probably not that long from now.
Pencil us in, you know.
Yeah. We'll be talking to you soon. Okay, we'll talk in a few days.
Okay, you have a good night.
All right, you too. See you, everybody.
Okay. Goodbye.